Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday, and remember, Monday belongs to the Mini Bites. So, in other words, welcome to the J360 Mini Bites, episode 4. I'm your host, J.M. Brady. And yes, I've been thinking a lot about this because this is the week that a lot of insecure people dread the most. It's Valentine's week because it hosts Valentine's Day on the 14th. And considering how interesting February is with its holidays, I just have one thing to say. Whatever. Nah, I ain't got one thing to say. I got enough to say for like 10 minutes. To be perfectly honest with you, a lot of people put this day into perspective and they usually dislike it because allegedly this is the day that you are supposed to automatically have somebody or, you know, be on that verge of marrying somebody or finally be the one to say, you know what, the kid wasn't an accident, I really love you. A lot of that stuff is dubious in nature, but I know I'm not too far off on the track about how many people feel about Valentine's Day. So we're going to go ahead and cut the crap and get to it right now on this episode of the Mini Bites. Valentine's Day is not a deadline. It is only a day. It is a day that pretty much just exists because we have to get to the 15th somehow. The thing about it is that people are so scared of it because guess what? They don't know how to fall in love. They don't know how to get it together to where, you know, how do I talk to that significant other? How do I get to that point where I'm getting the best sex ever? Or, hey, how can I actually go about life not being a loner and people thinking I suck? Well, you see, it doesn't really matter what other people think about you. It matters what you think about yourself. And if you're sitting there holding back who you are, or you're going through all sorts of random insecure moments and taking it out on those other people by not meeting them or just saying, I'm showing off my love shyness, yeah, there's something wrong with you. Now, the best way to go about this is to work out all of your insecurities. Now, find out what really annoys you about the opposite sex and then try to make peace with it. Because keep in mind this, we're all flawed human beings. And we got some stuff about us that stinks too. Oh yes, I'm willing to include that I got stuff about me that stinks. And you listening, you have stuff about you that stinks most definitely. You're not always the hero. There are times where you know you're either a villain or you're just really, really a giant jerk. So, when you start looking at yourself on what you have done and all the things that happen to you, then you try not to let those vices come out of that other person. That kind of make you all repellent to each other, if you know what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people try to say something about the resting bitch face. A lot of people try to say the F-boy thing and all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, we're not going to cuss on this episode too much. But, you see, everybody's got a label for somebody instead of the right labels, which would be somebody's boyfriend, somebody's girlfriend, somebody's fiance, somebody's husband or wife, because things are used interchangeably now. After all, we don't need to have gender politics, right? You see, put all that stuff aside. Like, really start thinking, like, does any of these ongoing fights out here that ruin the game benefit you? Have it helped you get any closer to getting where you need to be or any sort of attention? A lot of people just do stuff because of attention. You gotta think about it from time to time. Like, are you really that bad of a person, or are you that bad of a person because of what society says? Like, think about it. And when you're trying to get to know somebody, are you showing off, or are you just pretty much presenting that, you know, you are competition and that you're the sure deal that somebody shouldn't miss out on? It's little things like that. And see, while at the end of the day, all those thoughts process through our minds, but we don't take action to really talk to the person that we want to be with. And the sad part about that is that anything that's somewhat romantic or seemingly how people back in the day used to be romantic, oh, I mean, they'd write poems, they'd send flowers, they would go ahead and do different token gestures just to get their point across. But you see, a lot of us in this modern age have long since started to process all that stuff as creepy. We have done some really screwed up things that make us look like we're idiots at this, right? But love do be making you dumb. Just to say that on the street term. Yeah, love can make you stupid. But, you know, it's always like this, infatuation and attraction and all that. Everybody's got to have a level to something. But let me tell you something. If you really like somebody or you really found somebody attractive, the best thing you can just do is just tell them. I mean, yeah, pretty much. Just go ahead and tell them, introduce yourself, and talk on that level. A little small talk can go a long way, but then again, I remember I'm in the generation where people have no people skills and over-exaggerate things, and then after a while you start looking to see who really does have autism or not, because nobody can pick up the cues. And everybody's so quick to reject each other, but then they got the nerve to do all those foolish things where they embarrass and reject somebody, and then post on their social media page that they lonely and that they don't have anybody for them, or eventually their cat will somehow go through a metamorphic change and become that lover that they want because people are sick. And believe me, I wish I was making that up. It's insanity, folks. It's mass annoyance that goes on for those that want to find somebody to be with. Messes the game up, makes it seem like it's a holy grail kind of trial to do. And then you got other people that put a little too much ahead of the game to where it just annoys people off because that's desperation showing. All you really need is just confidence in yourself, and then the chances are, yeah, there's a 50% shot it won't work out with that person, but why do so many people bet on that other 50 instead of the 50 they have? I'll never know. But you just go through the process, you talk to them, speak clearly, be confident about yourself, to hell with her friends being there, and I'm speaking that in perspective of a man, but you ladies can use that same knowledge as perspective from a woman's point of view too, or any of you that play on the same team, you know, y'all can use that same scenario. It works for everybody. You just have to be confident with yourself and comfortable with what you do and what you can provide. And then you just talk. It's like making a deal. Now, of course, everything considered sexual harassment these days. Well, that's just vague, annoying, and pretty damn stupid. Isn't it, though? Isn't sexual harassment like the weirdest thing? Doesn't that like mess up the game? Because you see, like, as you are talking and stuff like that, the person just sees all of your interpretations as wrong, and they're gonna go and have this hissy fit or this trigger moment and try to get after you about that kind of stuff. Now, if you see that little thing, the best thing you can do is just say, scratch it off like a tax write-off, tell her she's wrong, and move on about your day. That's all you gotta be like. You do not have to deal with that crap. Because at least then, you know, you found out what's going on in that other area. Because, see, the thing about it is, a lot of us put these people on pedestals. Never put the object of your affection or whoever, you know, your significant other would be. Don't ever put them on a pedestal, folks. They're just as screwed up as you and I are. So just remember this, you know. Be prepared of that evil side that person has. But speak. Talk. Get out there and, you know, just flirt. Have a good time. There's nothing wrong with flirting. There's nothing wrong with playing the game. No matter what society says. Because society is full of crap. And it thrives off of snob appeal. And not only that, everybody's trying to be like somebody else out here instead of being who they are. And who you are is enough. It usually is. Now, if you think that you got to exercise and all that kind of stuff, I mean, you got to make yourself appealing one way or another. But this is for you and your growth, not that other person. You're going to get the attention anyway. So, yeah. You know, you have to do what you got to do. And the thing is, nobody said ever that you had to do it all on or to or near Valentine's Day. You got more months to go. And if you don't get it this year, you can always get it on 2020. Sky's the limit. But hey, you know, people nowadays, they get on my nerves with this stuff. Now you're probably thinking, gee, man, now how can I use this knowledge to work for me? Well, listen to this whole mini bite. Find the confidence in yourself. Go find something that de-stresses you and get your sorry behind out there and talk to that person like a person and go from there. And if nothing comes together, fine. There's always the next one. It's just like nowadays I get tired of Valentine's Day being the poster child for everybody's insecurities. It's just a day. Get over yourself. Be quiet a little bit and listen, but then go ahead and talk. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we need to go ahead and have some structure in meeting people. And if there's a lot of people out there that got some real social issues, some beyond your own, the best thing you can do is try not to fit in with them. But since we're getting closer to that 10 minute, I just wanted to say, hey, it was cool giving you guys another mini bite. get out there and have a good time. You know, if you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, that's good on you. There's another episode coming later. So I'll see you until then, all right? This is J-Man signing off. Peace.